Prayers will be answered, November 28. How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? The day of God is right upon us. The world has converted the church. Both are in harmony, and are acting on a short-sighted policy. Protestants will work upon the rulers of the land to make laws to restore the lost ascendancy of the man of sin, who sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Roman Catholic principles will be taken under the care and protection of the state. This national apostasy will speedily be followed by national ruin. The protest of Bible truth will be no longer tolerated by those who have not made the law of God their rule of life. Then will the voice be heard from the graves of martyrs, represented by the souls that John saw slain for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ which they held. Then the prayer will ascend from every true child of God: "It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law." From time to time the Lord has made known his manner of working. He is mindful of what is passing upon the earth, and when a crisis has come, he has revealed himself, and has interposed to hinder the working of Satan's plans. He has often permitted matters with nations, with families, and with individuals, to come to a crisis, that his interference might become marked. Then he has let the fact be known that there was a God in Israel who would sustain and vindicate his people. When the defiance of the law of Jehovah shall be almost universal, when his people shall be pressed in affliction by their fellow mortals, God will interpose. The fervent prayers of his people will be answered, for he loves to have his people seek him with all their heart, and depend upon him as their deliverer. He will be sought unto to do these things for his people, and he will arise as the protector and avenger of his people. The promise is, "Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." Their united prayer should ascend to heaven for the Lord to arise, and put an end to the violence and abuse which are practiced in our world. More prayer and less talk is what God desires, and it would make his people a tower of strength.